this Sunday, 2:50 p.m. It promises to be a huge match, and this guy, I'm sure, will play a huge role. And his name is Josh Jenkins, and he joins us now. Hi, Josh.
Boys, how are we?
JJ.
Very well, thank you. Now, all reports, training was really strong today.
Yeah, it was, mate. Second session for the week, so boys are jumping out of their skin to get out there on the weekend.
Was it the fact that you had yesterday and we went down and celebrated the life of Phil Walsh, was that able to give some people some closure in some respects and some ability to move forward?
Yeah, I hope so. It was a big day. I know personally I built myself up a lot for it in anticipation of what was going to happen, and thankfully it was more of a celebration than a funeral type setting. So hopefully, now that that's out of the way, and I know the game's still going to be a big in terms of tributing and celebrating Phil, but hopefully we can get out there and play footy as normal.
It was a classy, moving memorial, no doubt about that, JJ. I got out of it that all the speakers' message to all of us that were there, more so you, the players, JJ, was he'd want you just to get on with it. So have you done that, and is it almost back to normal or as normal as it can be?
Yeah, I think really as normal as it can be is probably the best way to put it. Still a boy that is attempting to be filled, but the fact of life is that it's something that's extremely serious and probably goes above and beyond game football.
Or JJ, just move around with your phone. You're just breaking up there. Just like you're in a
tunnel. I'm in the ice bath, sorry.
Where are you?
In the ice bath.
Oh, really?
What, up to your neck or up to your feet?
Well, up to my waist.
Oh, no wonder you sound like you're shivering. Oh,
sorry.
Might be your teeth.
So do you actually, while we got you on that, do you lay in that or do you stand in it?
Nah, you're standing in it. You wouldn't be able to tolerate it for long if you were lying in it.
Oh. Well, you're laughing.
Well, because
I've never seen an ice bath.
Haven't you?
Well, back in my day, you just had the big wheelie bin.
Do you lay in that or do you stand in that?
No, but you used to get four of us in there.
Yeah.
You used to have to breathe in a bit too.
Now, one of the big questions, while we're talking ice baths, one of the big questions and debates that go around the place is they have little wetsuit feet. And generally the tough players just jump straight in. Don't worry about putting the wetsuit feet on. Josh, have you got the wetsuit feet on?
Well, I can gladly tell you I'm sitting next to Brodie Smith and neither of us have got the boots on.
Oh, well done.
Two hard nuts, you'll be okay.
We'll move forward in terms of football. Mentioned training was good. What do you think you need to improve on? It's been difficult to review last week's game too much, but if you go back and you look at the Brisbane game, you look at the Carlton game, still not as close to your best as what you would like. What are some of the things you're working on at training?
The obvious things, the same things have come up all year. Our ball use by foot. As forwards, we've got to kick our goals. I think we were better last week, but we've got to kick the crucial goals, especially the set shots. And defensively, we need to improve as a group, more so than the back six. But those are probably the three focus areas that that we need to nail.
Season's on the line, really, JJ, isn't it? I don't want to dramatise it. That's easy for you. Well, JJ, you weren't laughing at my pronunciation, were you? But it is season on the line stuff.
I'm big on the grammar and spelling. I had a little chuckle.
Well, actually, you are, because you're a trained journalist, aren't you?
Trainee.
Yeah. But it is season on the line stuff this week, isn't it?
It is, mate. Yeah, it is. I think both sides are... Both in the same boat, both middle of the road, with desperate for a win. This sort of a win, it's going to be a close game. So this, a win like this can catapult you into the second half of the season or the stretch, the run home. So important as it is, as for us as it is for them, I think as the crisis can come out on top.
Has anybody got any new ideas about the starts? Your starts are still problematic, aren't they?
They certainly are. I guess the multi-million dollar question, we seem to be three goals behind every game. Not an ideal situation, against most sides. As we've shown, slow starts like that aren't going to cut it and going to cost us once again. I'm not sure what it's going to take, but it's important for us that we can get off to a good, we do so.
Mm. Just looking at your own personal form, I think your last month has been pretty solid. You've been pretty consistent, kicked 11 goals, taken 10 contested marks. You'd be pretty happy with that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's probably not so much the numbers. It's the, I guess, the effort. Well, not the effort, but everyone's always trying, but consistency across the game, I think it's been a little bit better. One of the things Phil really pushed to me before his passing was he wanted me to be the target for the guys when the pressure came. They wanted me to, you know, compete really hard, and that's what I'm trying to do. So I guess the rewards come when I do those things, and that's probably what happened across the last 4 or 5 weeks.
And, JJ, that first quarter, the team-first mentality was drummed right into all of you guys. You could have ran into an open goal. Your skipper was to the left. There wasn't even a hesitation, JJ. The handball went over and Texie potted it straight through. And that infectious part of people's game is brilliant in the forward. Like, we've seen it from Eddie since he's been at the club, JJ.
Yeah, true. I made a statement a bit. Picked me up on early in the year that I wanted to have more assists this year, so that was an easy opportunity to get one. And
good boy.
You know, obviously taking your mark and having the ball in your hands brings obviously myself into the game, but being able to handball it to Tech brings him into the game as well. So two guys that are get a touch and are feeling good about themselves early in the game. So instead of just running to goal yourself, you can bring your teammate into the game.
Good boy. Hey, you're averaging 2 goals a game again this year, which is outstanding. You said that your goal assists are up. I just had to look at your stats. You're closing in on 100 games, JJ. You're only 3 off it, or 2 off it.
No, 59 games is great.
No. I'm on about 60 games, not 100.
Yeah. No, but how many you played for the Crows, but how many did you play for...
Zero.
Oh, I thought he did. No. Oh, you know what, it might be 100 goals.
Might be 100 goals.
100 goals, yeah, probably.
That was a great step.
Yeah, it was heading beautifully, you're right. Hey, Josh, we'll let you go, mate. The line's a bit crackly there, so thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time. We hope you have a really strong game this week, and we hope that it's a classic showdown clash.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Apologies for the background noise. It was the guys in the shower.
Oh, okay. No worries, JJ. We'll let you go this time.
Have a pearl on Sunday, mate. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys.